A push to expand background checks on gun sales in Vermont has already been shot down in Montpelier, but gun control advocates are trying to salvage other provisions in their bill. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, they're getting major support now from Vermont police.
It's already illegal under federal law for people convicted of violent felonies to own or possess a gun. But Vermont is the only state in the nation without a comparable statute at the state level. Gun control advocates say it's long past time lawmakers address the issue. Leaders in the criminal justice system agree.
When it comes to regulating firearms, this is fundamentally a state power and a state function. So the question shouldn't be, are the feds taking care of it? It should be, why aren't we taking care of this problem, and why are we delegating to the federal government?
That's David Cahill, head of the Department of State's Attorneys and Sheriff's Association. Most state and local police aren't authorized to enforce federal law, and Cahill says that sometimes hampers law enforcement.
We'd like to give our law enforcement officers the ability to confront that person about the fact they're hanging out on the street corner with the gun and get that gun off of them and hold them accountable before they do the shooting.
The Vermont Police Association and the Vermont Association of Police Chiefs also support a state law dealing with felons and firearms. While local police can enlist their federal counterparts for assistance, police say federal agents don't always have the resources or level of interest needed to intercede. The bill under consideration now would make it illegal only for people convicted of violent felonies or major drug crimes to possess a gun. But police want the legislature to mirror the federal law, which would mean revoking the Second Amendment rights of people convicted of multiple DUIs, for instance, or misdemeanor domestic assault. Evan Hughes is a lobbyist for the Vermont Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs. He says if federal officers aren't enforcing federal laws, then lawmakers should urge the state's congressional delegation to supplement resources. Ed Cutler, president of Gun Owners of Vermont, says he worries about the impact on people who made a mistake decades ago but now lead stand-up lives.
The biggest fear is somebody who's straightened their lives out. My biggest fear is those people being prosecuted under the Vermont law.
Lawmakers are also considering a provision aimed at making it more difficult for mentally ill people with violent tendencies to get a gun. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.